السلام عليكم، أهلا بكم في إنجليزي على السريع مع إيمان هلال. بفضل الله بقالنا سنتين ونص بنتعلم وبنكبر مع بعض، وعشان نقدر نستمر ونقدم لكم جودة أفضل، حلقة النهاردة وكل الحلقات اللي جاية بإذن الله هتنزل بإصدارين، النسخة العامة اللي بنسمعها دلوقتي واللي هتفضل متاحة للجميع بإذن الله، وحنحرص إنها تكون مفيدة وممتعة، وحنقدم برضو النسخة الكاملة والمطورة للمشتركين الداعمين للبودكاست. في النسخة الكاملة النص هيكون أطول، يعني جمل وترجمة أكتر، وهيكون في شرح أعمق للجرامر والنطق، وكمان ميزة تحميل نص الحلقة الكامل PDF عشان تقدروا تتابعوا معايا كلمة بكلمة. لو حابين تطوروا مستواكم وتدعموا البودكاست وتستفيدوا من المحتوى الحصري، اضغطوا على رابط PayHip في وصف الحلقة، أو تقدروا تتواصلوا معايا واتساب لمعرفة تفاصيل أكتر عن طرق دفع تانية. يلا بينا نبدأ الحلقة. النهاردة حلقتنا عن العالم المصري اللي لقب به أينشتاين العرب، واللي دارت شكوك كتير عن سبب وفاته، العالم علي مصطفى مشرفة. تعالوا نعرف عنه أكتر. علي مشرفة، The Einstein of the Arabs. دكتور علي مصطفى مشرفة was born on July 11th, 1898 in the city of Damietta, Egypt. He belonged to an old and wealthy Egyptian family. It is said that his father was an enlightened man who enjoyed high social status and received his education at Al-Azhar. Ali began his studies at home under his mother's guidance and showed a great interest in mathematics from a young age. His father died in 1909 when Ali was 11 years old. After the father's death, the family's financial situation got bad, forcing them to leave Damietta. Due to the new circumstances, Musharrafa's family first moved to Alexandria and then to Cairo. He showed signs of excellence from a very young age, and he possessed exceptional intelligence. He was the youngest student to get the baccalaureate certificate across Egypt in 1914, being only 16 years old. He joined the Higher Teachers College in 1914 to study mathematics and graduated from it with outstanding success. As a result of his excellence, he received a scholarship to Britain, funded by the Egyptian government in 1917, to pursue his postgraduate studies. During his time in England, he achieved consecutive educational accomplishments at an incredible speed. He got a Bachelor of Science degree with first-class honors in 1920. He also got a PhD from King's College in London in the shortest possible time. In 1924, he got a Doctor of Science degree from the University of London, which is the highest degree awarded by British universities to scientists who have made original and significant scientific contributions in their field. Musharrafa was the first Egyptian to get a Doctor of Science degree. After returning to Egypt, Ali Mustafa Musharrafa began his professional career, which made him a pioneer of education and scientific research in Egypt. In 1926, he returned to Egypt and was appointed as an assistant professor in the Faculty of Science at Fuad I University, now Cairo University. In 1930, he was soon promoted to professor, a very high position where he held the chair of applied mathematics. In 1936, Dr. Musharrafa became the first Egyptian dean of the Faculty of Science at Fuad I University. This was an important achievement, as high administrative positions in higher education were often restricted to foreigners at that time. He didn't just work in teaching and administration, but he also continued to publish his distinguished research worldwide, and a whole generation of Egyptian geniuses and scientists were his students. He had important research on the relationship between matter, like wood, water, or anything we touch, and radiation, like light or waves. He was among the scientists who believed that matter and radiation could be considered two forms of one thing, and that one could transform into the other. This idea is very deep and is related to our basic understanding of the universe. دلوقتي هنقرأ كل جملة ونترجمها. Let's read and translate. لو حابين تدرسوا معايا أنا شخصياً، فأنا بقدم كورسات إنجليزي للكبار تأسيس ومحادثة. الجلسات بتكون لايف معايا أنا أونلاين، بنحط مع بعض خطة ممارسة مناسبة لوقتك وظروفك مع متابعة مستمرة على واتساب. للمبتدئين بنعمل تأسيس قوي للجرامر والتحدث باستخدام كتاب دراسي من جامعة أكسفورد. للمتوسطين بنكمل من الكتاب أو بنتجه للمحادثة، والمحادثة بتكون عن مواضيع متنوعة وبيكون فيها تصحيح فوري للجرامر والنطق وتعلم كلمات جديدة. هدفي هو زيادة ثقتك بنفسك وإنك تتكلم لغة صحيحة ومفهومة، وفي نفس الوقت تكون المحادثة ظريفة وممتعة. شوف تقييمات الطلاب السابقين للكورس في صندوق الوصف، وشوف كمان فيديوهاتي التعليمية على قناتي في يوتيوب وصفحتي في فيسبوك باسم English for Arabs إيمان هلال. علي مصطفى مشرفة، The Einstein of the Arabs، أينشتاين العرب. دكتور علي مصطفى مشرفة was born on July 11th, 1898 in the city of Damietta, Egypt. ولد الدكتور علي مصطفى مشرفة في 11 يوليو سنة 1898 في مدينة دمياط بمصر. Was born، ولد. دكتور علي مصطفى مشرفة was born on July 11th, 1898 in the city of Damietta, Egypt. He belonged to an old and wealthy Egyptian family. كان ينتمي إلى أسرة مصرية عريقة وثرية. Belonged to. كان ينتمي إلى. Wealthy. ثري. He belonged to an old and wealthy Egyptian family. It is said that his father was an enlightened man who enjoyed high social status and received his education at Al-Azhar. يقال إن والده كان من المتنورين وكان يتمتع بمكانة اجتماعية عالية وأنه تلقى تعليمه في الأزهر. It is said that passive voice أو مبني للمجهول يقال an enlightened man رجل متنور مستنير enjoyed كان يتمتع بي social status مكانة اجتماعية received تلقى. It is said that his father was an enlightened man who enjoyed high social status and received his education at Al-Azhar. Ali began his studies at home under his mother's guidance and showed a great interest in mathematics from a young age. بدأ علي دراسته في البيت على يد والدته وأظهر منذ الصغر ميلا كبيرا للرياضيات. Guidance, إرشاد. His mother's guidance, بإرشاد والدته. Showed, أظهر. Interest, ميل واهتمام. Ali began his studies at home under his mother's guidance and showed a great interest in mathematics from a young age. His father died in 1909 when Ali was 11 years old. توفي والده عام 1909 وهو في عمر الحادية عشر. His father died in 1909 when Ali was 11 years old. After the father's death, the family's financial situation got bad, forcing them to leave Damietta.
بعد وفاة الأب، ساءت الأحوال المادية للأسرة، فاضطرت العائلة لترك دمياط.
Financial، مادي. Forcing them، to force يعني يجبر، يجبر حد على حاجة، مما أجبرهم يعني أو اضطرهم. After the father's death, the family's financial situation got bad, forcing them to leave Damietta. Due to the new circumstances, Musharrafa's family first moved to Alexandria and then to Cairo.
بسبب الظروف الجديدة انتقلت عائلة مشرفة أولاً إلى الإسكندرية ثم إلى القاهرة. Circumstances ظروف. Due to the new circumstances, Musharrafa's family first moved to Alexandria and then to Cairo. He showed signs of excellence from a very young age, and he possessed exceptional intelligence.
بدأت ملامح تفوق مشرفة تظهر منذ صغره، وكان يتمتع بذكاء استثنائي.
Signs ملامح وعلامات. Excellence تفوق جاية من كلمة excellent ممتاز.
Possessed possess يعني يمتلك. Possessed امتلك.
Exceptional استثنائي. Intelligence ذكاء. He showed signs of excellence from a very young age, and he possessed exceptional intelligence. He was the youngest student to get the baccalaureate certificate across Egypt in 1914, being only about 16 years old.
كان أصغر طالب يحصل على شهادة البكالوريا على مستوى مصر في عام 1914، وكان عمره حوالي 16 سنة فقط.
The youngest الأصغر، الأصغر سنًا يعني. Certificate شهادة. So the youngest الصفة الأصلية هنا هي young، وعلشان نقول الأصغر أضفنا EST. أمثلة أخرى: tall the tallest طويل الأطول، fast the fastest سريع الأسرع.
ده بنسميه the superlative form أو اسم التفضيل أو شكل التفضيل اللي هو الأفضل الأحسن الأطول. بنحط the قبل الصفة قبل الadjective وبعدها EST، وحنتكلم فيه بالتفصيل أكتر في الحلقة الإكسكلوسيف إن شاء الله، في النسخة الكاملة من الحلقة إن شاء الله. زي ما قلنا، اللي حابب يتابع معنا النسخة الكاملة من الحلقة يقدر يضغط على رابط PayHip الموجود في وصف الحلقة أو يتواصل معايا على واتساب.
He joined the Higher Teachers College in 1914 to study mathematics and graduated from it with outstanding success.
التحق بدار المعلمين العليا عام 1914 لدراسة الرياضيات وتخرج منها بتفوق باهر.
Joined التحق بي،
وناخد بالنا مفيش بعدها حرف جر، مفيش بي، هي في الإنجليش joined the.
Joined the Higher Teachers College. Graduated from
تخرج من.
He joined the Higher Teachers College in 1914 and graduated from it with outstanding success. As a result of his excellence, he received a scholarship to Britain, funded by the Egyptian government in 1917, to pursue his postgraduate studies.
وبسبب تفوقه أرسل في بعثة علمية على نفقة الحكومة المصرية إلى بريطانيا عام 1917 لاستكمال دراساته العليا.
Result نتيجة.
As a result of بسبب أو كنتيجة لي.
Excellence جاية من excellent
تميز وتفوق.
Scholarship منحة.
Funded مدعم بالمال.
Government حكومة.
Pursue يعني يلاحق، لكن هنا معناها يستكمل. To pursue his postgraduate studies. Postgraduate يعني ما بعد التخرج، دراسات ما بعد التخرج.
To pursue his postgraduate studies. As a result of his excellence, he received a scholarship to Britain, funded by the Egyptian government in 1917, to pursue his postgraduate studies. During his time in England, he achieved consecutive educational accomplishments at an incredible speed.
خلال وجوده في إنجلترا، حقق إنجازات تعليمية متتالية بسرعة مذهلة.
During
خلال أثناء.
Achieved
حقق.
Consecutive
متتالي.
Accomplishments
إنجازات.
Incredible
مذهل لا يصدق.
During his time in England, he achieved consecutive educational accomplishments at an incredible speed. He got a Bachelor of Science degree with first-class honors in 1920. حصل على شهادة البكالوريوس في العلوم بمرتبة الشرف الأولى في 1920. Bachelor of Science دي شهادة البكالوريوس. Honor الشرف. He got a Bachelor of Science degree with first-class honors in 1920. He also got a PhD from King's College in London in the shortest possible time.
وحصل على درجة الدكتوراه من كلية الملك في لندن في أقصر وقت ممكن.
PhD دكتوراه. The shortest الأقصر. Possible ممكن. Time وقت. في أقصر وقت ممكن. وهنا ده مثال تاني على superlative form. Short قصير. The shortest الأقصر.
He also got a PhD from King's College in London in the shortest possible time. In 1924, he got a Doctor of Science degree from the University of London, which is the highest degree awarded by British universities to scientists who have made original and significant scientific contributions in their fields.
في عام 1924 حصل على دكتوراه العلوم من جامعة لندن، وهي أعلى درجة علمية تمنحها الجامعات البريطانية للعلماء الذين قدموا إسهامات علمية أصيلة وكبيرة في مجالهم.
University جامعة. The highest الأعلى. The highest degree أعلى درجة. Awarded تمنح. Scientists علماء. Original أصلية. Significant كبيرة ذو قيمة. Contributions إسهامات.
In 1924, he got a Doctor of Science degree from the University of London, which is the highest degree awarded by British universities to scientists who have made original and significant scientific contributions in their fields.
Musharrafa was the first Egyptian to get a Doctor of Science degree.
كان مشرفة هو أول مصري يحصل على درجة الدكتوراه في العلوم.
Musharrafa was the first Egyptian to get a Doctor of Science degree.
After returning to Egypt, Ali Mustafa Musharrafa began his professional career, which made him a pioneer of education and scientific research in Egypt.
بعد عودته إلى مصر، بدأ علي مصطفى مشرفة مسيرته المهنية التي جعلته رائداً للتعليم والبحث العلمي في مصر.
Return يعود ويرجع. Professional محترف ومهني. Career مسيرة مهنية. Pioneer رائد. Research بحث. Scientific research بحث علمي.
After returning to Egypt, Ali Mustafa Musharrafa began his professional career, which made him a pioneer of education and scientific research in Egypt. In 1926, he returned to Egypt and was appointed as an assistant professor in the Faculty of Science at Fuad I University, now Cairo University.
عاد إلى مصر وعين أستاذاً مساعداً في كلية العلوم بجامعة فؤاد الأول جامعة القاهرة حاليا.
Appoint to appoint someone يعني يعين حد.
Was appointed عين.
Assistant مساعد. Assistant professor أستاذ مساعد.
وناخد بالنا أن دكتور في الجامعة مش بنقول doctor بنقول professor. Doctor ده هو لقبه مش شغلته.
Okay هو doctor مشرفة لكن هو شغلته professor.
Faculty كلية. والخطأ الشائع ان احنا نقول faculty. لا احنا بنقول faculty. Faculty.
In 1926 he returned to Egypt and was appointed as an assistant professor in the Faculty of Science at Fuad I University, now Cairo University.
In 1930 He was soon promoted to professor, a very high position, where he held the chair of applied mathematics.
في 1930 سرعان ما رقي إلى أستاذ وهو منصب رفيع جدا حيث شغل كرسي الرياضيات التطبيقية.
Soon عاجلا أو سرعان promoted رقية was promoted رقية held ده الماضي بتاع hold وهنا بمعنى يشغل applied تطبيقية.
In 1930 he was soon promoted to professor a very high position where he held the chair of applied mathematics.
In 1936 Dr. Musharrafa became the first Egyptian dean of the Faculty of Science at Fuad I University.
وفي عام 1936 أصبح الدكتور مشرفة أول عميد مصري لكلية العلوم بجامعة فؤاد الأول.
In 1936, Dr. Musharrafa became the first Egyptian dean of the Faculty of Science at Fuad I University.
This was an important achievement, as high administrative positions in higher education were often restricted to foreigners at that time.
كان هذا إنجازاً هاماً، حيث كانت المناصب الإدارية العليا في التعليم العالي مقتصرة غالباً على الأجانب في ذلك الوقت.
Achievement إنجاز زي accomplishment اللي خدناها من شوي.
Administrative إداري جاية من administration.
Positions مناصب.
Restricted to مقتصرة على.
This was an important achievement as high administrative positions in higher education were often restricted to foreigners at that time.
He didn't just work in teaching and administration, but he also continued to publish his distinguished research worldwide, and a whole generation of Egyptian geniuses and scientists were his students.
لم يكتفي بالتدريس والإدارة، بل استمر في نشر أبحاثه المتميزة على مستوى العالم، وتتلمذ على يديه جيل كامل من العباقرة والعلماء المصريين.
Continued استمر.
Publish ينشر.
Distinguished مميز.
Worldwide على مستوى العالم.
A whole generation جيل كامل.
Geniuses عباقرة.
He didn't just work in teaching and administration, but he also continued to publish his distinguished research worldwide. And a whole generation of Egyptian geniuses and scientists were his students.
He had important research on the relationship between matter, like wood, water, or anything we touch, and radiation, like light or waves.
كان له أبحاث مهمة عن العلاقة بين المادة مثل الخشب أو الماء أو أي شيء نلمسه والإشعاع مثل الضوء أو الموجات.
Relationship علاقة.
Matter المادة.
Touch يلمس.
Radiation إشعاع.
Waves موجات.
He had important research on the relationship between matter, like wood, water, or anything we touch, and radiation, like light or waves.
He was among the scientists who believed that matter and radiation could be considered two forms of one thing, and that one could transform into the other.
كان من العلماء الذين رأوا أنه يمكن اعتبار المادة والإشعاع صورتين لشيء واحد، ويمكن أن يتحول أحدهما للآخر.
Among ضمن.
Believed اعتقد.
Considered يعتبر.
Form شكل.
Transform يتحول.
He was among the scientists who believed that matter and radiation could be considered two forms of one thing, and that one could transform into the other.
This idea is very deep,
and is related to our basic understanding of the universe. هذه الفكرة عميقة جدا وتتعلق بفهمنا الأساسي للكون. Deep عميق. Related تتعلق. Basic أساسي. Understanding فهم. Universe كون. This idea is very deep and is related to our basic understanding of the universe. ودلوقتي حنسمع القصة in English مرة تانية. علي مشرفة, the Einstein of the Arabs. Dr. Ali Mustafa Musharrafa was born on July 11, 1898, in the city of Damietta, Egypt. He belonged to an old and wealthy Egyptian family. It is said that his father was an enlightened man who enjoyed high social status and received his education at Al-Azhar. Ali began his studies at home under his mother's guidance and showed a great interest in mathematics from a young age. His father died in 1909 when Ali was 11 years old. After the father's death, the family's financial situation got bad, forcing them to leave Damietta. Due to the new circumstances, Musharrafa's family first moved to Alexandria and then to Cairo. He showed signs of excellence from a very young age, and he possessed exceptional intelligence. He was the youngest student to get the baccalaureate certificate across Egypt in 1914, being only 16 years old. He joined the Higher Teachers College in 1914 to study mathematics and graduated from it with outstanding success. As a result of his excellence, he received a scholarship to Britain, funded by the Egyptian government in 1917, to pursue his postgraduate studies. During his time in England, he achieved consecutive educational accomplishments at an incredible speed. He got a Bachelor of Science degree with first-class honors in 1920. He also got a PhD from King's College in London in the shortest possible time. In 1924, he got a Doctor of Science degree from the University of London, which is the highest degree awarded by British universities to scientists who have made original and significant scientific contributions in their field. Musharrafa was the first Egyptian to get a Doctor of Science degree. After returning to Egypt, Ali Mustafa Musharrafa began his professional career, which made him a pioneer of education and scientific research in Egypt. In 1926, he returned to Egypt and was appointed as an assistant professor in the Faculty of Science at Fuad I University, now Cairo University. In 1930, he was soon promoted to professor, a very high position where he held the chair of applied mathematics. In 1936, Dr. Musharrafa became the first Egyptian dean of the Faculty of Science at Fuad I University. This was an important achievement, as high administrative positions in higher education were often restricted to foreigners at that time. He didn't just work in teaching and administration, but he also continued to publish his distinguished research worldwide, and a whole generation of Egyptian geniuses and scientists were his students. He had important research on the relationship between matter, like wood, water, or anything we touch, and radiation, like light or waves. He was among the scientists who believed that matter and radiation could be considered two forms of one thing, and that one could transform into the other. This idea is very deep and is related to our basic understanding of the universe.
وبكده نكون وصلنا لنهاية النسخة الستاندرد أو النسخة المجانية من حلقة النهاردة. في النسخة الكاملة والمطورة بنكمل كلام عن شخصية الحلقة وبنركز أكتر على الترجمة والجرامر والنطق، وكمان بتحصلوا على ملف PDF فيه نص الحلقة الكامل. لو حابين تكملوا الرحلة معايا وتعرفوا أكتر عن شخصية النهاردة، اضغطوا على رابط PayHip الموجود في وصف الحلقة، أو تواصلوا معايا على واتساب لمعرفة طرق دفع تانية.